Proclamation number 5567 dated the December 31st, 1952. Impending turning point. You can announce a new era to all people, for you are facing a turning point. And it is also my will that you, my servants on earth, will always mention this announcement of mine. I want people to obtain the knowledge of it even if they do not want to believe it. Their thoughts shall be guided to the forthcoming event, to the time which will even strike an unbelieving person as abnormal. They shall learn about a vast change in their living conditions, a very clear reference to the end, which will follow soon afterwards. They shall learn of this change because it could revive their faith once it happens, if they follow world events and all the signs you foretold them will be clearly evident. A new time is approaching and I don't announce it to you humans for no reason. The path you are taking is still far away from me. Only rarely, if ever, do I play a part in your life. Nevertheless, I want you to come to me, to call upon me, to always let me lead the way, and not live your life without me. This is why I call you time and again until you hear it so distinctly that you will heed my call. For this reason my servants on earth shall inform people of what is waiting them, that everything will happen differently than they wish and hope for. Soon the last phase before the end will start. Soon the final battle of faith will erupt, but it will be preceded by a powerful upheaval of the earth which should make all people think, and which will nevertheless only be recognized by a few as a final call of warning and admonition from above. You humans should believe that you will still have to travel a difficult path, but, with my strength, it will be possible for you. Therefore I want to offer you my strength in advance, even to those of you who do not believe in me as yet. Call upon me in times of need and you'll manifestly experience my help, but do not succumb to the forces of darkness. Don't curse and complain if you are painfully affected by that which will and must come without fail. Think about it when a decision for or against me is expected of you. Consider the fact that I can give and take, but only ever give to you that which will benefit you for eternity. Don't let yourselves be enticed by all kinds of worldly promises. You will lose everything again, but what you acquire spiritually will remain with you and give you eternal pleasure. You are facing a change in the world, you are approaching a turning point both in an earthly and spiritual way. You humans are at the center of a momentous event. Hold on to me, your God and Father of eternity, and you will remain safe while everything around you will perish, for I myself am your strength and power, I myself am Lord over life and death. Anyone who is with me, who stands by my side, truly need not fear anything, for he will live in eternity. Amen.